Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining forces with the Trump campaign has been the most unifying act we've seen in America for years.
Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons on U.S. foreign policy. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again? Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
And right after Bobby Jr. gave support, Tulsi Gabbard followed.
Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, if you love our country, as I do, if you cherish peace and freedom as we do, I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people.
Following this historic political realignment, less than 3 months from the 2024 election, Mark Zuckerberg admits that he censored information on Facebook at the direction of the federal government. It doesn't take a prophet to see what's coming next. The rising action of this story is leading to a massive response, something big enough to suspend the elections.
If they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos, as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, et cetera. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but you know, who knows?
4 years ago, Klaus Schwab warned us that a cyber attack is coming that will make COVID pale in comparison to its devastation.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
And just this month, the World Economic Forum posts an article entitled Four Global Risks to Look Out For in the Post-Pandemic Era. The article suggests that no matter what the official outcome of the 2024 elections is, the people will not trust it, and says that democracy has been in decline for 18 consecutive years, and the people are looking for something different. The article cites the WHO, saying that the COVID pandemic was the greatest threat to mental health since the Second World War, and that a new eco-anxiety is likely to escalate as governments fail to transition away from fossil fuels fast enough. The article suggests that 50% of jobs will be wiped away by 2027, and that a violent backlash against AI is inevitable. It warns of an era of unexpected, destabilizing shock events, where a new global extremist group emerges, which may use AI to kick off a new phase of terrorism, such as an intentional cyber pandemic. This goes along with the Rockefeller Foundation's Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, which says if the people reject the new AI control grid, the system will have to resort to violence and deceptive false flags in order to bring it about. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.